The KGOU AM News Brief is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. Thanks. The State Board of Education approves new social studies standards and construction begins on OKC Thunder's new Continental Coliseum. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, March 27th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma State Board of Education approved a new set of social studies standards on Thursday, sending them to the state legislature. Oklahoma Voice reports the standards remove Bible lessons and polarizing content about COVID-19 and the 2020 election that caused controversy last year. State Superintendent Lyndall Fields said public input led to minor adjustments, but the final draft largely mirrors previous standards. The legislature can accept, reject, or amend the standards, which would take effect if lawmakers do not act. Public schools could begin teaching the updated standards in the 2026-27 school year. State Republicans are moving a bill through the legislature that would allow residents to vote on altering the state constitution. But as Lionel Ramos reports, some lawmakers worry about who exactly would have a say in the process.
House Joint Resolution 1089 by House Speaker Kyle Hilbert would give voters the chance to approve a constitutional convention meant to modernize and reform the Oklahoma Constitution by May of 2028. Hilbert says the current constitution mandates lawmakers to offer such an opportunity every 20 years. It hasn't happened since statehood.
The state question is very simple. Should there be a constitutional convention? So if the people of Oklahoma say yes, there is to be a constitutional convention, then 2027 is very different from 1906, when the last constitutional convention met.
And unlike 120 years ago, the delegates drafting the new or revised constitution would be composed entirely of actively serving lawmakers, instead of an even split between lawmakers and representatives of the state's tribal nations, raising concerns of Republican dominance and lack of tribal representation in the process. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The measure passed the House floor along party lines and awaits committee review in the Senate. The U.S. Department of Transportation says 12 tribal nations in Oklahoma are set to receive more than $2 million in safety grants. Thomas Pablo reports the funding is designed to reduce roadway deaths and injuries.
Cherokee, Seminole, and Muscogee Nations are among the tribes receiving grant money from the Federal Tribal Transportation Program Safety Fund. Most of that money will go toward a roundabout project for the absentee Shawnee Tribe of Indians. That will reportedly amount to $1.3 million. The Cherokee Nation will use another $500,000 for its Steely Hollow Road Safety Project near Tahlequah. The federal government also says the Seneca, Cayuga, and Modoc Nations in far northeast Oklahoma are developing their first-ever safety plans using a portion of the funds. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Oklahoma City and team officials broke ground Thursday on the OKC Thunder's new arena. Continental Coliseum will become the Thunder's new home in 2028. OKC Mayor David Holt says the $1 billion project is worth it.
We break ground today on what will be one of the world's great buildings. This arena will be one of one. Its beauty and magnificence will speak to the city that we wish to be, the city that we are.
Demolition work at the site near the Paycom Center began last year. The Thunder's new arena will be the only NBA facility using Coliseum in its name. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.